I want to emphasize to you, you remember I said it rained before on me Sunday?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. That's the first time that ever happened to me. I think we're in a new position. A lot of, even tonight, a lot of revelation will come out on a certain subject that will change all of us. Both prayer in Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 4, whoever was supposed to lead tonight, Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 4, those two prayers, they're at the end of both chapters, I think. It's important for you to hear, number one, to see, number two, to understand, number three, to apply, number four. It's you have to listen, but it won't do none of good. Hear, see. Other way, we're talking about in the spirit realm that the Holy Spirit can unfold the revelation and the impartation that's going to be given you apostolically and prophetically. In your praying, you have to understand that grace destroys racism.
Yes, sir. Yes.
If you ever get a revelation of grace, you'll never feel inferior or superior anymore. You love everybody. And that's what Apostle Paul was doing. He was destroying racism in the book of Ephesians, letting the Gentile know they were just as good as the Jew.
Amen.
All right? So there's a lot of revelation going to come out tonight about grace. I'm not going to be dealing with no racism, but I'm coming out with a lot of revelation that should change your life. So the two prayers, that Ephesians 1 and Ephesians 4, we'll read them and we'll pray along that line. Who's my girl tonight? Come right on. Who is your name? Come on, Ephesians 1, Ephesians 1, and Ephesians 3, right? You got them? You got it? Ephesians 1 and Ephesians
3.
You got them? All right, go ahead and read with the people. Look in Ephesians 3. I'm going to read a few verses to you. And these are shifting verses. And they could not come to the body of Christ without the apostolic and the prophetic anointing. All right, so we're new territory. The apostolic and prophetic anointing. Now, I'm not talking about no individual. I'm talking about a calling. I'm talking about an anointing. I'm talking about a place, a mantle that is being worn. Now, notice verse 1 in chapter 3. I want you to pray along this line. I want you to see it. For this call, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, what? How that by revelation he made known unto me the mysteries as I wrote afore in a few words, whereby when you read you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Now watch verse 5 now. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophet by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heir and of the same body and partakers of his promises in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given to me by the effectual working of his power. So this coming into the body of Christ now, and you got to pray for yourself and those who come in who would not be in prayer, that they have ears to hear and be able to make this shift once and for all, never to be inferior again, and never listen to no arguments about who is who, and that grace take over. Grace take over race. The scriptures are not about race, it's about grace. And once you get that revelation, you'll never feel inferior, you'll never have to argue, you'll never do that. And the Lord bringing that to the body of Christ. And he's going to bring ministers together, but it had to be done by apostles and a prophet by revelation that is not afraid of it, all right? So you go ahead and start praying. I want you to ask the Lord, you can write this down while you're praying. Ask the Lord to let the anointing of grace be on my ear. The anointing of grace. Your ears gonna have to hear more tonight. You can't be normally listening. So just ask him to let the anointing of grace be on your ears tonight. All right? Ta-da-la-ba-sha. Go ahead. Ta-ra-ro-ba-ba-sa-ta. Andara-ka-sa. Ta-ta-ta-ta. Andara-ka-sa. Ta-ra-ka-sa. Andere-ba-da. The anointing of grace. We ask for it to be on every ear tonight. Sa-ra-ra-ba-ba. Here and around the world. All online. In different countries. Different states. Ramamamamasa. Anoint our ears with grace. Rababakasa tata. And that I increase our listening. Increase our hearing. Drababaka. Move it beyond physical hearing. Rababasata. Katelemunkota. And the reposo. Now both of those prayers in Ephesians, and I want you to make note of that in your Bible study. In studying those prayers, both of those prayers are prayers to reveal grace.
Yes, sir.
To reveal grace. Grace is just that powerful. Once you understand grace, everything else is over. In other words, grace brings you to the peak of the understanding of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Full of grace and truth. And but you got to have revelation. You got the revelation. Now I'm not talking about you got to have scriptures. I said you got to have revelation. You go through the scripture, but the revelation is going to come through the Holy Ghost to have give you an understanding that many denominations never walked into. Many believers, millions of believers, don't even understand the life of grace. There'll be some things imparted to you tonight that will shift your life completely into another dimension. As the Holy Spirit help us and reveal, that's why we're getting prepared. I want you to listen for revelations of grace. Listen for revelation of grace. Grace cannot be understood without revelation. You cannot read grace. You cannot read grace. Grace has to be revealed to you, for it's so powerful. Grace and glory are always mixing together. They show you a complete picture of God and who God is. That's who you really are. And so it takes seriousness and sacredness and time to really understand. And I want Word of Life to understand we're not in the same position. My anointing have increased. My revelation have increased. Everything have increased. And so many insight gonna come out. And I need you to grab it, take hold of it, and use it. First of all, to personalize your life. Whatever need to be corrected or straightened out in your life that is hindering you in any kind of way, grace can wipe it out. Okay, grace can wipe any contrary thing in your life. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ dying on the cross can wipe it out. So I don't want you to stay living by per se worldly standard. They're not gonna run you anymore. You live by revelation. And this grace revelation, I'm telling you, some things to be said will take you out of your seat. It took me out of my seat while I was studying. So let's keep praying along that line that you have ears to hear and a heart to receive. Shalom Moko Tadishka. And look at those prayers. And look at those prayers both of them while you're praying and see what he said going on. What he wants you to see. And Apostle Leroy, I want you to see the same thing as Apostle Paul wanted that church to see. I want you to see it. I want you to receive it. I want you to walk in it. Look at it, just look at it. Look at the first chapter, look at that prayer. Rababa Kosurigiji. And that I thought of the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge. Kantarara about the spirit of wisdom, revelation and knowledge. Kandele de Baksu Shiki Diri Kanta. Not just a Bible study, the spirit of wisdom, revelation and knowledge. Under the Shiki Diri Kopoku. And let me help you with that prayer now. In praying for unfolding the mystery of grace, you're actually praying to unfold to you the revelation of your ownership. The revelation of your ownership. All the promises, all the blessing belong to you. And so once you go in as an owner in prayer, it'll come right back to you. It's grace. Grace is synonymous with favor and ownership. Favor and ownership. So you're not a beggar. You have a right to what you're asking for, because all things belong to the children of God. This is so serious. You know, this is, it move us. We know about praying, and it's powerful. We know about praise and worship. But the dispensation or the revelation of grace is so important that your heart can catch a hold of it and walk in it. And as you step in grace, you start making grace steps every day. And that's ownership steps, things that God already had provided for you. The devil stole a lot of stuff. I said the devil has stolen a lot of stuff from the church, a lot of stuff. And it's time, it seemed to the Holy Ghost, to God, it's time that we get back in our rightful place, not just singing, not just dancing, not just rolling, not just shouting, but actually walking in it and taking the authority. Now, grace will put you at the highest authority. Grace sounds like a weak word, but it's one of the most powerful words in the scripture. It'll authorize your prayer, your confession. Everything will become strong and strong. If you let the Holy Spirit give you that revelation of living, watch, the grace life. All right?